All right, if you will, please turn in the book of Joshua to the book of Joshua. I'd like to read from the first chapter of the book of Joshua. As we read the Word of God, we find that there are several recurring themes. That is, you'll find something in the Word of God, and it seems like that almost in every book of the Bible that is mentioned in one way or another. There are a lot of different themes like that in the Bible that just over and over are emphasized to the people of God. And the subject that's on my heart tonight is one of those themes that just seems to be almost on every page in the Word of God. It's something that is mentioned a number of times in a lot of different ways. And the subject that's on my heart is the subject of courage. Courage. We need courage. We need courage to face problems in our own lives. We need courage to stand up for those things that are right. We need courage in order to face the problems and troubles of life. And I pray that God will help us to realize that when we trust in the Lord and we exercise the faith that God has given us, that we will be full of courage. The only time that you will be afraid when you ought not to be afraid, the only time that you will be afraid is when you're not exercising your faith. And I pray that God will help me and help you, that we would be people that are full of courage because of our confidence in God. There is a fleshly courage taught in the Word of God. That is, there are oftentimes individuals that have a lot of courage because of trusting in themselves. And every time that happens, the person is going to fall. But when a person's courage is not based in his own strength or wisdom or understanding, but rather his courage is based in his confidence in God, that individual will never falter and fail as long as he trusts in the Lord. I'd like to read now from Joshua chapter 1. I would like to read the first 9 verses. God is calling on Joshua here to lead the children of Israel into the land of Canaan. One of you children, answer this question. Who did God first choose to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt through the wilderness and was supposed to lead the children of Israel into the land of Canaan? Who was that? Okay, Brother Ethan?
Moses.
I'm sorry?
Moses.
Very good. God chose Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt through the wilderness and lead them into the land of Canaan, but you remember that Moses got angry and struck the rock, and because of that sin, when God had told him to speak to the rock, Moses was not allowed to enter into the land of Canaan with the children of Israel. And so then after Moses has died, after 40 years of them wandering in the wilderness under the leadership of Moses, Moses dies, then God chooses Joshua to lead the children of Israel now on into the land of Canaan. We'll read now from Joshua chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. The Word of God says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life." Listen carefully now, the rest of these verses. He says, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong." He's going to, in the next 3 verses, he's going to say, or 4 verses, he's going to say 3 times to Joshua to be strong and of good courage. He says in verse 6, "Be strong and of a good courage, For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Verse 7 says, Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all my law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now, as I read these verses to you and I read about Joshua and other people, that God told them to be of good courage and people that were of good courage, I want all of you to remember that whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for what? They were written for our learning. And when we read about Joshua leading the children of Israel and God saying, Now, you be strong and you be very courageous and you do everything that God tells you to do in His law. You do what God tells you to do and you will prosper. Is that a lesson for us in our lives? That if we will do what God says, and it takes courage to do what God says, but if we will do what God says, God will be with us and we will prosper. And I'm not talking about a get-rich-quick thing. I'm not talking about natural or carnal riches. I'm just talking about the fact that your life will be blessed by God in every way that you need blessings. God will be with you if you obey the word of the Lord. And it takes courage to do what God tells you to do. He says in verse 7, let me reread that. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Listen now to verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Do we do what this says to do? Somebody just tell me again, what did God tell Joshua to do in this verse of Scripture? What did He tell him to do? What's the essence of what He told Joshua to do in that 8th verse?
Meditate on His Word. Follow His Word. Never let it depart from Him. And if He would do that, He'd prosper.
Do you think that we meditate on the Word of God and think a lot about the Word of God?
Not as well.
I hope that God will help us to realize that meditating on the Word of God, remembering the Word of God, thinking about the Word day and night, it will result in great blessings in our lives. And then he says in verse 9, he's already said twice now to be strong and of good courage. In verse 9 he says the third time to Joshua, he says, Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, God has told him two or three times while he is talking about and saying, Joshua, now, you be strong and of good courage. One thing he keeps emphasizing is that I'm going to be with you. When you do what I tell you to do, when you obey the commandments of God, I'm going to be with you. Now, if you can feel God's presence with you, doesn't that give you courage? Doesn't that help you to be strong? It's like the Apostle Paul wrote to the saints of God at Ephesus, and he says, Be strong. What are the next words there? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, to be strong and of good courage. Now, how can we be strong? I can only be strong in the right way when I feel God with me. But I can be strong and you can be strong and we can face everything we have to face in our lives if we can feel the presence of God with us. So we need to pray, and God will be with us as long as we follow His Word. But when we don't follow God's Word, God will not walk with us. The Lord is with you. This is found in the book of Chronicles. The Lord is with you while ye be with Him. But if you forsake Him, He also will forsake you. And that's a truth that all of us need to remember, that if we're not going to walk God's way, God's not going to be with us. And if God is not with us, we will fall. We can do all things through Christ which strengthens us, but without Him, we can do nothing. We will fall. Doesn't matter whether you talk about individuals or families or churches or our nation. Without God, we will fall. But with God, we will stand. So we need to pray that God will help all of us to realize and remember every day that we need the Word of God. We need to meditate on the Word of God. We need to read the Word of God. We need to think about the Word of God. We need to obey the Word of God, because in doing that, God will be with us. And if God is with us, who can be against us? If God is for us, if God be for us, who can be against us? That gives us great courage. Now, was this the beginning when God says to, when God is speaking here to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, is this the beginning? Do you think that this is the beginning of Joshua being a man of great courage, as we read here in the book of Joshua? You think that's the beginning of Joshua really being a great man of courage? Okay, we've got heads going, yes. I certainly think that was a major point in his life. Listen, brethren, I believe that Joshua was a great man of courage much earlier than this. 40 years earlier, when Moses and the children of Israel were afraid to go into the land of Canaan, I believe right there, Joshua was a man of courage back there. You remember how, and let's just turn in your Bibles for the sake of those that might not have already read and studied all of this, in Numbers chapters 13 and 14. And I encourage you, if you're taking notes, I encourage you to read Numbers chapters 13 and 14, because the error, the sin that the children of Israel made in not obeying the Lord, the sin of them not going into the land of Canaan, the sin of them not facing the giants and the walled cities that were in the land of Canaan, it resulted in their death. Have you ever been afraid to do what God tells you to do in His Word? I have a dear, very, very dear friend, pastor, that had to take a stand Friday of this week, and he is going through very difficult times right now. He has stood on church discipline, which he had never really understood until recently. He has repeatedly stood on church discipline in the last 4 or 5 years. He stood on a lot of other things. And that brother has taken a stand Friday that's a very, very important stand, very difficult stand, and he's suffering a lot of persecution. And we need to pray fervently for those saints of God. You know, we think about persecution here. Listen, if you'll just pay attention to the radio, you listen to Christian radio, you'll hear about thousands of Christians that are being put to death and are being killed and are being persecuted, and we don't really realize what true persecution is all about in America. I doubt that there will be very many Christians in America that would withstand the threat of death, and yet there are Christians that their faith is so strong in other countries, they're not afraid to die for the cause of Christ. They're men of courage, and I thank God for the saints of God we hear about in other countries that are not afraid of the government. They're not afraid of the people. They're not afraid of death. They're willing to die because they're full of confidence in God. God is with them. They love God more than they love their own lives. And that's what we need in our lives, is that we would love God more than we would love our own lives. Joshua in Numbers chapter 13, Caleb and Joshua, remember that God told Moses to choose 12 spies to go into the land of Canaan and spy out the land. Those 12 spies went into the land of Canaan and they searched it out, and they came back and they brought clumps of grapes so big that they had to carry them on poles between the men. Huge. And the report came back, this is just like God said. The land of Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey. It's a land of great abundance. We've never seen the kind of natural blessings that there are in the land of Canaan. Everything that God said is true. They all agreed with that. And that's where the 10 people, 10 of the 12 spies says, but There are giants in the land. There are great walled cities, and we're like grasshoppers before them, and we can't go in. But there were two men who had what? What did those two men have?
Courage.
They had courage. They had faith in God. They had courage. They were not afraid. They believed that what God had promised He would carry out. They believed that they could go in. They believed that it did not matter about those walled cities. Now this is 40 years before the text we're reading in Joshua chapter 1. Joshua was a much younger man, probably around 40 to 42 years old. And Joshua, at this point in his life, was a man that was full of courage, confidence in God, no fear. Let me tell you something, brethren. There's a reason that God just keeps impressing on my heart and mind courage. In every sermon, as we've been looking in the past several weeks, you go back and you think about it, God is preparing us for something, and we better get prepared. I don't know what lies ahead for me or you or all of us or our nation, but I know this. I know we're going to need every truth that we've heard. We're going to need it in our lives. We're going to need to apply it in our lives. We're going to be judged by whether we listened to what God spoke to us all these different times. We'd better not be afraid. God's already told us don't be afraid. So Caleb and Joshua said, we can go in and possess the land. They took that evil report that the other 10 spies brought and they said, don't listen to those men. Listen to God. In Numbers chapter 13, listen please, to verses 30 and 31. I want you to hear what Caleb says in Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people. That is, when they began to give all that evil report and the people were afraid because of the giants. Listen now in verse 30. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once. Was he afraid? Did he have courage? Yes, he had courage. He says, let us go up at once and possess it. For we are well able to overcome it. We are able. We are able. Listen, brethren. With God, we are able. We are able.
Amen.
The song sometimes that we sing, Are Ye Able, Says the Master. What did Joshua feel? What did Caleb feel? Yes, we are able. In our own strength? No. Let me tell you something, brethren. There are some members of this church that are going through a lot of different kinds of things right now. And they need the Lord's help. Are they able to make it by themselves? No, they're not. But listen, one of the most wonderful things in the world is to see an individual that's facing something that's too big for them. And they know that without God, they can't make it and they can't do it. But to see the people of God have confidence in God and trust in God, to see them exercise their faith, to see them full of courage no matter what they face, it's a testimony about the greatness of God, and it's a testimony that God still has people who are full of courage no matter what they face in their lives. And I pray that God will help every one of us to be people of courage. Fear no man. Fear God. Keep His commandments. Don't be afraid of all the things that might happen tomorrow. The Bible warns us, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about next year or next month. Don't worry about the future. Just trust in God who will take care of His people every day as they walk with Him and trust in Him. Be full of courage and strong in the Lord. So Caleb stilled the people and said, let's go and possess it. We are well able to overcome it. Verse 31 says, but this is Numbers 13, verse 31. The Scripture says, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are. Well, listen, brethren, you're going to face problems that are stronger than you are.
Yeah.
You're going to face troubles that are bigger than you are. You're going to face opposition that has you outnumbered. Gideon and his army, when they went out, listen, they were outnumbered when they had 32,000 soldiers, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were already vastly outnumbered with 32,000 soldiers, and God said, that's still too many. And so he told everybody that was, do you remember what the thing was? Everybody that was what?
Afraid.
You know why? Listen, there's no room in God's army for anybody that's a chicken or a coward. you get out. Don't pretend to be a part of God's army if you aren't going to be full of courage. Why? Why? Because, brethren, when the people of God see people that are scared and they see them running in the midst of the battle, what will they do also? They'll run too. Coward produces more cowardice. Courage, men of strength, that's the kind of people of God we need. And it can be little children. Let me tell you, brethren, we've got some little children in this church that are full of courage and full of confidence in God. They fear God. They know the seriousness of not serving God. They know the blessedness of serving God. I look forward to seeing what God's... whether I live to see it or not, listen. It's a blessing to see children that are full of courage. It's a blessing to see some teenagers that are full of courage. It's a blessing to see some young adults and young couples and men and women that are full of courage. It's a blessing, brethren. It's a blessing. I believe there are many of you in this congregation, should you be threatened with being burned at the stake or deny Christ, you would say, burn on. Do what you want to do. I believe there are many of you in this building that no matter what you face in your life, no matter what kind of sickness or trouble, no matter what else comes, I believe there are many of you that will never question God, never doubt God, that your confidence in God and your faith in God is such that you can say with Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. I think that your confidence and your faith in God is so strong that you can say, yea, though these skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. I think there's some of you that are so strong in faith that you have no fear of Satan. And you can say, get thee behind me, Satan, and you can trample Satan under your feet. And when Satan comes and tries to get you to be afraid, that you refuse to be afraid because your confidence is not in yourself, but your confidence is in the Lord and the power of His might and His strength. We need that kind of courage. And Joshua and Caleb had that kind of courage. Look at Numbers chapter 14. After the 10 spies have given the evil report and the two, Caleb and Joshua, have given a good report, I want you to notice in Numbers chapter 14, notice please the first two verses. The Word of God says, "And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night." Why were the people crying? Why were they weeping? Why was the multitude of the children of Israel, not just the army of Israel, but why were they so crying and afraid? It started out with 10 cowardly spies. That's what it started out with. Listen, brethren, if all 12 of those spies had come back and said what they should have said, if all 12 of those men... if all 12 of them had had the kind of confidence in God and faith in God they should have had, I believe they would have gone right on in. And because when the leadership is strong and when the leaders are telling the people of God, with God's help, we can do this, and there's nobody giving an evil report, when the leaders are strong like these 12 should have been, I believe the people would have gone in and inhabited the land. Now you might not agree with that, but that's just my belief on that. I tell you, we need men that will be strong in the Lord and full of courage. Amen. We need a lot of men that will be strong in the Lord and full of courage. A lot of men. And after the people cried and wept all night, listen to verse 2. I want you to listen to verse 2. You look carefully at Numbers 14, verse 2. "And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses. And against eight..." What in the world had Moses done wrong? Please tell me that. By the grace and power of God, he had led them out of Egypt. He had led them through the wilderness. And here they are on the borders of entering the land of Canaan. And they murmured against Moses and against Aaron. Now listen carefully. "And the whole congregation said unto them..." I want you to listen to this now. "Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt..." I want you to think about that, and then listen to the second statement. "Or, would God we had died in this wilderness." Maybe you hear what they're saying. Do you hear the foolishness of what they're saying? What are they saying? "Well, I wish we had died back there in Egypt. Or I wish we had died there in the wilderness." Listen, what were they afraid of if they went into the land of Canaan? What were they afraid of? They were afraid of dying. And now they're acting like, well, I wish we'd have died back there. I wish we'd have died in the wilderness. I just don't want to die over there. Listen, brethren, they were cowards. They had no confidence in God. They had no faith in God. They should have been trusting in the Lord. And they were just, they were people that acted like, well, we would have been happy to die back there. We would have been happy to die in the wilderness, but we don't want to die over there. Oh, brethren, they wouldn't have died if they had gone in and possessed the land like God told them to. You and I will not perish if we do what's right. Let me tell you something, brethren. There's never been not one single saint of God that's ever fallen by the wayside. There's never been one child of God that ever said, God wasn't faithful to me if he was faithful to God. Not one time. There's never been a dear saint of God that in their old age who's been faithful all their life. There's never been a one of them that's ever said, well, God just wasn't true to his promises. You know why? Because God is true to his promises. And every saint of God, every child of God who has had faith in God and confidence in God and walked with God and communed with God and been faithful to God, every one of them who have been full of courage, God has been with them no matter what they faced in their lives. Oh, it's wonderful to see people full of faith and full of courage, strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Yeah.
Verse 8 says, and this is what Joshua says. Joshua and Caleb say this in verse 8, Numbers 14, verse 8. If the Lord delight in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only, listen carefully to what he says down in verse 9, only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us.
Yeah.
I preached that one time, I don't remember a lot about it, but I know this, that every time you face the enemy and God gives you a victory over that enemy, you get the staff of life. You're strengthened. They're nothing but bread for you. Don't you worry about anybody that opposes truth and righteousness and godliness. Don't you worry about standing up for what's right in your life.
Amen.
God will be with you. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you.
Amen.
For they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Fear them not.
Amen.
And we can go all the way through the rest of the Old Testament. We can go through the New Testament. We can look at the 12 apostles. We can look at every other faithful saint of God, and you'll find that over and over we find men and women and children that were strong in the Lord and full of courage. You turn to Hebrews chapter 11, you read about Abraham, you read about Noah, you read about all those people in Hebrews chapter 11. Let me ask you a question. Listen carefully to the question. Listen carefully. In Hebrews chapter 11, were those men and women of faith, or were they men and women of courage? Which one were they? Thank you. It was. I wish I had a video sometime of all that's going on out there. I wish all of you could look at it. It's pretty. It's real pretty. I had several courage, and others were going faith. Well, the Bible says they were men of faith. The Bible says they were men of courage. They were both. Why? How can you say there were men of courage when all Hebrews 11, the word courage is not in Hebrews 11. But what does it show you? Over and over it says, here's a man that by faith did this. This woman by faith did this. Why? Because it takes faith. It takes faith. It takes confidence in God to be a man or woman of courage. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Now listen, if you're full of good courage, you're a happy soul. Did you know that? You're a happy soul. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. May God help us to be strong and of good courage is my prayer for Christ's sake.